Carborough Board of Aldermen, of course, had a delay of their meeting this week, scheduled on Tuesday. It ended up happening last night with some pretty significant developments about the ongoing discussion of the Carborough Arts and Innovation Center. Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle joins us now by phone. Thank you for joining us this day.
Yeah, good to join you, Aaron. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. It's been a really long week with all the weather, but I'm looking forward to it getting back to normal.
No, me too. We were kind of talking about today. It was almost like a Christmas holiday week suddenly that kids had not having school on Monday and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday having no school. And I know people are ready to kind of get back to the regular rhythm.
If only we'd known in advance, we could have had two spring breaks this year. It would have been great.
Right. Yeah. That made plans or something.
So the big meeting last night and Board of Aldermen doing what I think a lot of people sort of expected them to do, which was to sort of turn down what was on the table right now as far as the Carborough Arts and Innovation Center. But the conversation is going to keep going from here, right?
Yes, it is. And I think you're right. Even the folks who made the proposal, I think, in listening over the course of the two public hearings and reviewing a lot of the feedback we got by email and in person, heard loud and clear that, all the parameters of the proposal as presented to us were not going to work. But at the same time, I think we all were interested in the idea and had enough support for it in concept to want to try to figure out a way to kind of how did we say it? I know you said it today on your news show, but it was reboot, I guess. So
yeah.
Not reject. Reboot.
Reset, not reject. I think was the line. Yeah.
Right. And which I think is fine. We got a lot of information during this process. I think the partners are going to move forward with us on I don't want to say necessarily scrapping everything that they came forward with, but part of it is really just kind of let's revisit everything, take everything off the table. Is this the right location to look at? Is this the financial mix that we would want to use for this? Architectural plans, are these the ones that interest us or not, or do we need more feedback? Do we need to analyze it? Does it need to be as big? So on the ownership structure. And again, I think something that the partners heard and that we certainly we heard from the public and we felt also was, while it was great for this proposal to be brought before us, I think it would have worked better if we were at the front end of that. And we also recognize a little bit of ownership of that process also that perhaps, we should have been at the front end kind of saying, we want to be a part of exploring this or designing this or kind of creating a proposal that then we present to the public. And so we're doing it a little bit backward, but it's still, I think, the process is going to be what the process is going to be. So.
And then sort of the next step, I know the board voted for you and David Andrews, the town manager, to start talking with the development partners on next steps. Is there a sense of the, and I know one of the other discussions too is sort of relax the time frame a little bit so there's not a lot of time pressure either, right?
Yeah. So the time pressure, of course, really the time pressure was put on us because of our efforts to try to move along a new hotel at the location where the current art center is. And I think the partners and the hotel, owner and others recognize that really is going to push us too much. So to truly decouple those two events so that we can really take our time, not to say, and I made this clear last night, not to say that, we'll put this on the back burner and just kind of think about, still move forward. We have energy, the community's engaged, we have a lot of good information, but still, as you said, the board directed the town manager and me to get together with the nonprofit partners and public sector staff. That's not just us also, but we talked about the county, and talk and negotiate a process that has a generous timeline and some, time-bound benchmarks so we can see if we can come up with a better, more financially palatable, stronger partnership. And a public-private partnership that includes us kind of from the beginning and also the county from us at the beginning, which the county was hoped to be a major part of this also. So.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and while that conversation is going on, of course, budget talks are beginning to heat up as well. And there's another public hearing already, and more public hearings and more discussions coming up in the next in the coming weeks and months. So what is that process going to be like?
Well, I think one thing that this whole process has informed our board on is, everyone had a lot to say about the proposed Arts and Innovation Center, and still does and still will. But, we're considering it, of course, in tandem with all of the other needs of the town and all of the other priorities of the town and all of the other, kind of things that we kind of don't think about associated with the town. And so part of our budget process is, as we, as individual board members, meet with the town manager and talk through him about our priorities for the upcoming year in conjunction with our board priorities individually and the board. We also want to hear from the public, especially with regard to areas that we haven't focused on, like the Arts and Innovation Center. We know that our board has priorities toward affordable housing. We know that we have big decisions to make regarding our transit system. Those are just two examples. We have some park developments that might move forward. And interestingly enough, one of the public hearings took place on the night that our town manager presented our CIP. Our CIP capital improvement plan for the next 6, 7, 8 years. And so to present that the same evening as the public hearing, I think, hopefully kind of showed folks this is a really exciting project, the Arts and Innovation Center, but we've got a lot of other things going on, too, and we want to hear from you about those as well. So,
and what's the best way for people to get in touch?
Well, we had one public hearing already. Mm-hmm. We're going to have another. The town manager is going to be presenting us the budget. Don't have the date yet. We'll have to keep an eye out for that, but it doesn't even matter. It could be done to us by email or by coming to one of our meetings at the beginning of the meeting and saying, look, as you all are putting together your budget, I would like you to consider X. And we have several people who do that through the years. And so really would like to for the public to be engaged on letting us know if there's something we need to be thinking about with our budget that we haven't thought about or that we want to hear from them about.
And a lot of those priorities discussed at the board's retreat just this past Sunday?
Yes.
Doesn't that seem like a long, long time ago?
I know. It's been the longest week.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had our board retreat on Sunday, February 15th. We hit the high points of... And in fact, we lamented this at the retreat, that it's almost like an extended board meeting mm-hmm. when we have a retreat. And we actually, part of the talk was the history of these retreats and how they've evolved over the years and taken different shapes. Like in some previous years, they would maybe have one topic and talk about it for 8 hours, But we had a half day where we talked about 3 or 4 topics, but, really couldn't delve into a lot of detail about each of them, but they were all still really important. Talked about economic development update. I think I told you that mm-hmm. we were going into that. And out of that conversation, I know that we asked our one of the areas that we had an interest in was asking later scheduling a work session on a light manufacturing zone. And we asked our staff to provide us some information on zoning solely for light manufacturing and what areas in town might be good for light manufacturing or zoning with a mechanism for balancing light manufacturing and other uses, which we've been presented with a little bit with one of our sites that's kind of under possible development in Carborough. But in any event, in places where we could have light manufacturing, maybe out Highway 54, but challenges around that as well. And also talking with the county about some of those areas. So that's an area of interest we talked about at length, and we're going to talk about it further at a work session later on this spring, hopefully.
And those tied up with the budget process, too. So if you're listening, you're interested in getting involved with the budget process, again, be on the lookout for those public hearings and check out the Town of Carborough's website as well, which is, now I'm blanking on the website.
Yeah, www.townofcarborough.org.
Right? Yep. All right. Townofcarborough.org is the website, so check that out for more information as well. Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much, and have a good weekend.
Great. Thanks. You too, Aaron.